Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Once upon a time, there was a girl
who dreamed of flying through the stars,
who dared to resist injustice,
who lived to a beat and a rhythm that was all her own.
Her name was
Chloe.
Frida.
Oprah.
Celia Cruz.
Josephine.
Greta.
Ruth.
Alice.
One day, she
wondered, could today be the beginning of something new?
This was her one opportunity to do something, something big.
So that's exactly what she did.
Along the way, she discovered that
she wasn't alone.
Her body felt strong, her mind sharp.
She was prepared to work as hard as it took.
Her words were making a real change, and she felt powerful.
I'm Gayle King.
I'm Andra Day.
I'm Diane Gibbons.
I'm Lindsay Vaughn.
I'm Jamila Jamal.
I'm Anita Hill.
I'm Brenda Chapman.
I'm Alana Glazer.
And this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts or find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio.
Welcome to the Upside Down Story. With most stories, the storyteller introduces themselves at the beginning of the tale. But here at the Upside Down Story, we turn everything flipsy-flopsy, upside-downsy. You aren't going to know who is telling you this story until the very end. Unless you guess sooner, that is. Today you're going to hear a wonderful tale with lots of little hints. And your job is to guess who I am by the end of the story. A mystery narrator? What could be more fun? At the beginning of every Upside Down Story episode, you will get one hint to start with. Today's hint is that the storyteller is an animal. That means that I'm a living creature. Am I a snake? A peacock? Or perhaps a zebra? Let's start today's story and see how quickly you can guess who the upside down storyteller is.
The sun beats down on my rugged, scaly skin as I slowly make my way across the dry, sandy terrain. The heat doesn't bother me, though. In fact, I thrive in it, which is good, since I can only be found on Indonesia's Lesser Sunda Islands, where it is warm to hot all year long. I have a wide, flat head, rounded snout, bowed legs, and a huge, muscular tail. When I walk, I look very clumsy, sort of waddling back and forth, and it certainly doesn't help that I flick my yellow tongue in and out constantly. But don't underestimate me just because I look a bit funny. My skills are no laughing matter. For example, did you know that my daytime vision allows me to see objects as far away as 985 feet? That's about as long as 3 football fields. My eyes are equipped with special photoreceptor cells called cones, which enables me to see color. This is particularly useful during the day when I'm out on the hunt. But that's not all. I also have a special membrane on my eyes that protects them from dust and debris. Since I live in a sandy environment, this membrane is invaluable, especially when I'm feasting or digging. Also, I'm not just any lizard. I'm the biggest and heaviest lizard on Earth. I can grow up to a whopping 10 feet in length and weigh more than 300 pounds. I'm the king around here, dominating the ecosystems of the Indonesian islands I call home. And my diet? I'm a cold-blooded carnivore. Nothing is safe from being my dinner. Deer, water buffalo, pigs, smaller versions of me, and occasionally, even humans. Sorry, but it's true. And let me tell you a deadly secret of mine. My saliva contains a mix of toxic proteins. One bite from me, and it won't matter if my prey escapes. I can track them calmly for miles. waiting for paralysis to set in from my toxic bite. Then I can move in for my meal at my leisure. Another fascinating aspect of my biology is my ability to reproduce. Females of my species have a unique capability known as parthenogenesis. That means that even without mating, a female can lay viable eggs, producing offspring. Talk about girl power. Ah, here's a nice water hole. What a treat for my rough tongue. But wait, do you hear that? I sense movement. A deer is approaching the watering hole, unaware of my presence. I'll just lower my body, blending seamlessly with my surroundings. My camouflage is perfect. I wait, every muscle coiled in anticipation. And then it's time for me to pounce on my prey with my powerful legs, sharp claws, and jagged teeth. Wait for it. Wait for it. It's go time!
It may be go time for the mystery narrator, but for all of you listening, it's time to take a 30-second break from the story so that you can think about the clues you've heard so far. Write down your thoughts if it helps you. The narrator has scaly skin, a forked tongue, powerful legs, and is a carnivorous predator that only lives in Indonesia. Your 30 seconds to think start now.
Well, I'm feeling pretty satisfied with myself. My hunt was successful, which means I was able to eat 80% of my body weight for lunch, just the way I like it. I know you probably feel sad for my prey, but don't forget that I'm the one who's an endangered species. That means that my species faces a high probability of going extinct in the wild due to human activities and climate change. You don't want me to disappear from planet Earth entirely, do you? After all, I've been around for millions of years, even though humans only started studying me about, 100 years ago. You see, the Western world only first discovered my kind in 1910. A certain lieutenant from the Dutch colonial administration heard tales of a land crocodile and decided to investigate. And soon after, the world came to know all about my magnificent self. By the 1920s, I was a global sensation. And to protect creatures like me, a special national park was established in 1980. Okay, here's one last hint. My first name can be followed by one of three words: monitor, lizard, or dragon. While you think about that, I'll find a sunny spot to bask in. The warmth helps me to digest my food.
Okay, Upside Down Storyteller Sleuths. Now it's time to solve the mystery. Who was today's storyteller? You have 30 seconds to make your final guesses. Today's storyteller was a Komodo dragon. I hoped you enjoyed today's Upside Down story. I sure had fun turning everything flipsy-flopsy upside-downsy with you today. Put on your thinking cap, grab some paper and a pencil to write down clues, and join us for the next episode of The Upside Down Story.
Go, kid, go!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.